Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at chiropractic and sleep, and finally, a story about sugar and cancer. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 538, recorded January 29th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study published in the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy was published to determine the effect of cervical or thoracic manipulation on neurotensin, oxytocin, orexin A, and cortisol levels. Previous studies have researched the effect of spinal manipulation on pain modulation and or range of motion. However, there is little knowledge of the biochemical process that supports the anti-nociceptive effect of spinal manipulation. 30 asymptomatic subjects were randomly divided into three groups: cervical manipulation, thoracic manipulation, and non-manipulation, the control group. The study concluded that the mechanical stimulus provided by spinal manipulation triggers an increase in neurotensin, oxytocin, and cortisol blood levels. Data suggests that the initial capability of the tissues to tolerate mechanical deformation affects the capacity of these tissues to produce an induction of neuropeptide expression. Surf to our show notes for links. Epidemiological studies have shown that dietary sugar intake has a significant impact on the development of breast cancer. One proposed mechanism for how sugar impacts cancer development involves inflammation. In a current study published in the journal Cancer Research, the authors investigated the impact of dietary sugar on mammary gland tumor development in multiple mouse models, along with mechanisms that may be involved. The authors found that sucrose intake in mice comparable with levels of Western diets led to increased tumor growth and metastasis when compared with a non-sugar starch diet. The authors determined that fructose derived from the sucrose was responsible for facilitating lung metastases and the 12-HTETE production in breast tumors. Overall, the authors' data suggested that dietary sugar intake induces 12 LOX, LOX signaling, to increase risk of breast cancer development and metastases. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for details. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link.
You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. If you do not make things happen, then things will happen to you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.